and welcome to your GCSE Chinese revision podcast on the topic of travel. Lu xing. Lu xing. I'm so glad you're here, because this is one of the most rewarding topics in the whole specification. Not only does it come up across all four skills, listening, speaking, reading and writing, but it also gives you brilliant opportunities to show off your vocabulary range, your grammar and your cultural knowledge. So let's dive in. First, a quick overview of what we're covering today. We'll go through the essential vocabulary you need, the key grammar structures that examiners love to see, exam tips for each of the four skills, a quick-fire recall quiz, and a summary to send you off feeling confident. Ready? Let's go. Section 1. Essential vocabulary. Let's start with transport, because you absolutely need this. The word for travel itself is 旅行. 旅行. Say it with me. 旅行. Beautiful. Now, how do you get around? By plane? 飞机. 飞机. By train? 火车. 火车. And the famous high-speed train in China? That's 高铁. 高铁. Literally, high iron. Isn't that a lovely image? By bus? 公共汽车. 公共汽车. And by underground or metro? 地铁. 地铁. Now for accommodation. The word for hotel is 酒店. 酒店. A room is 房间. 房间. To book or reserve is 预定. 预定. And if something is fully booked, you'd say 客满. 客满. Directions are absolutely vital for the speaking exam. Left is 左. 左. Right is 右. 右. Straight on is 直走. 直走. Turn is 转. 转. Near is 近. 近. Far is 远. 远. And, excuse me, where is? 请问什么在哪里? 请问什么在哪里? That phrase alone could save you in a role-play scenario. For food and eating out, the restaurant is 餐厅. 餐厅. The menu is 菜单. 菜单. To order is 点菜. 点菜. Delicious is 好吃. 好吃. Literally, good eat. And the bill, please? 买单. 买单. Or 结账. 结账. Shopping vocabulary. Price is 价格. 价格. Cheap is 便宜. 便宜. Expensive is 贵. 贵. To buy is 马. 马. And how much does it cost? 多少钱? 多少钱? That's one of the most useful phrases you'll ever learn. Section 2. Key grammar structures. This is where candidates really separate themselves at GCSE. Let me walk you through the three structures you absolutely must know. Grammar structure 1. 要. 要. This is a modal verb meaning want to, need to, or in the future sense, will. The beauty of yao is that it doesn't change. There's no conjugation in Chinese. You just put it before the verb. So, 我要去北京. 我要去北京. I want to go to Beijing. 他要买火车票. 他要买火车票. He wants to buy a train ticket. And in a future context, 我明天要坐飞机. 我明天要坐飞机. I will take a plane tomorrow. Examiners absolutely credit the use of yao to express future plans. Grammar structure 2. Gu. Gu. The past experience marker. This is how you talk about things you have done before. You place gu directly after the verb. So, 我去过中国. 我去过中国. I have been to China. 我去过北京烤鸭. 我去过北京烤鸭. I have eaten Peking duck. This is your golden ticket to accessing the past tense in writing and speaking tasks. Examiners specifically look for evidence that you can refer to past events. Grammar structure 3. Measure words. 样子. Oh, this is where so many candidates lose marks. In Chinese, you cannot put a number directly before a noun. You need a measure word in between. The most important ones for travel are 张, for flat things like tickets and maps. So one ticket is 一张票. Gu, the general measure word for people and many objects. 条, for long thin things like roads and rivers. And 像, for items or matters. The rule is number plus measure word plus noun. Always in that order. Miss the measure word and you will lose marks. Examiners are specifically told to look for this.
Section 3. Exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk about each skill in turn. For the listening exam, the biggest trap is tones. A word that sounds almost identical can mean something completely different depending on the tone. For example, my means to buy, but might means to sell. Third tone versus fourth tone. Examiners know this trips candidates up and they will test it. Also watch out for numbers and prices. Make sure you're clear on sure, 10, versus sir, 4, and e-buy, 100. Always read the questions before the audio plays and note key words you're listening for. For the speaking exam, you have 12 minutes of preparation time. Use every single second of it. Do not write out full sentences to read aloud. Examiners are trained to spot this and it will limit your marks. Instead, jot down key vocabulary and phrases as prompts. The most important thing in speaking is to keep talking. If you forget a word, use a repair strategy. Say something like, "我的意思是," what I mean is, and rephrase. Examiners give credit for repair strategies. They want to see you sustain communication. Also in speaking, always give opinions and justify them. Don't just say, 我喜欢旅行, I like travelling. Say, 我喜欢旅行因为我可以了解不同的文化. I like travelling because I can learn about different cultures. That justified opinion is worth significantly more marks. For the reading exam, don't panic if you see characters you don't recognise. Use context clues. Look at the characters you do know around the unfamiliar one. And remember, Chinese doesn't have spaces between words, so train your eye to identify word boundaries by recognising common two-character compounds. For the writing exam, this is where the most marks are available, so plan carefully. You must cover all the bullet points given in the task. Examiners specifically check this, and missing a bullet point will cost you marks in the communication category. Use all three time frames, past with guo, present with simple verb phrases, and future with yao or da suan, plan to. Include opinions with justification, and vary your sentence structures. Don't write 10 sentences all starting with 我. The most common mistakes I see? 1. Forgetting measure words. 2. Wrong word order. Remember, time expressions come early in the sentence in Chinese, not at the end like in English. 3. Tones affecting meaning in speaking. 4. Only using the present tense in writing. And 5. Not covering all the bullet points. Avoid these 5 and you're already ahead of most candidates. Section 4, quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say, I have been to China, using the past experience marker, guo? The answer is, 我去过中国. Did you get it? Question 2. What is the measure word for a ticket? It's 张,
So two tickets is 两张票. 两张票. Question 3. How do you ask how much does it cost? 多少钱? 多少钱? Simple and essential. Question 4. What does 便宜 mean? And how do you pronounce it? 便宜, 便宜 means cheap. Notice the second character loses its tone in natural speech. It becomes a neutral tone. Question 5. How do you say, I plan to visit Beijing next year?
我明年打算去北京. 我明年打算去北京.
Excellent use of a future structure. Section 5. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. For the travel topic, you need to master vocabulary across 5 areas. Transport, accommodation, directions, food and shopping, and problem. Your 3 key grammar structures are yao, for future and desire, guo, for past experience, and measure words for accurate counting. In the exam, use all 3 time frames. Justify your opinions, cover every bullet point, and never skip the measure word. One final tip. The travel topic connects beautifully with other themes, holidays and free time, family, and even school trips. So the vocabulary and structures you learn here will serve you across multiple topics. That's excellent return on your revision investment. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep listening to authentic Chinese, and remember, every character you learn is a step closer to fluency. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode. 再见! 再见! Goodbye.